We're talking with the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo show honoree, just named tonight, here at the Chalice Auction event for the Sirloin Club. Jack, I know you've seen a lot of these guys put the jacket on before down through the years. You've got your own jacket now. I know you're pretty proud of it.
You know, I'm very proud. I guess I'm prouder to the fact of be standing in the same, I guess, or wearing the same jacket that so many people that I've always had so much admiration for. And I know why they got the jacket was because of the service and the, I guess, the dedication of their lives to young people and to the OYE. And I just, I'm so excited to even be mentioned in that group.
Oklahoma Youth Expo, front and center with Governor Stitt's State of the State address. I know so many people in this room are so excited about that. I know you are as well.
Oh, man, let's talk about young people. You know, I've always talked, me and you have always visited, and I've just, without question, let's talk about an event that can just make us proud about Oklahoma agriculture, something that we need to highlight, Oklahoma agriculture and young people. Those two activities together just excites me. I think of all the young people that come back, that dedicate their spring break to be a part of it, so many volunteers, so many supporters that come back just to do that one thing. I'm so excited for the event. I'm so excited that it is continued, and I hope now will be just a tradition that will never stop in the state of Oklahoma.
We've seen the ups and downs, but really since OYE was really formed out of all the previous youth livestock shows, the state junior livestock show, it just has climbed and climbed.
Oh, isn't it crazy? I think of times when I came down here when I was in high school that you didn't know. You just found some place. They said, well, you should be pinned over there in that barn or find a place and just do your best and just make do. And now you drive into a facility that would make any state, that would make any city proud. And you have people that sits there and they know what's going on. They know what's happening. You have young people that has just been a medallion to the state of Oklahoma and held up so much quality and so much tradition. And it's so good to see that there's an activity that supports those young people. And it just makes me so happy. There's people in the state of Oklahoma say, hey, let's take care of our young people in the state of Oklahoma in agriculture.
Of course, they do that through OYE, but also through all the support for 4-H and especially for FFA.
Oh, I get excited. You know, I sit there and it's unbelievable how many people walk through the doors at Career Tech and ask about our young people. They just want to be a part of our young people, want to just a piece of what they've got. What they have is excitement. They have that extra exuberance that is displayed through their lives. They've got so much talent. And to think that it is driven by two youth programs in the state of Oklahoma and that just, I think without question, is the envy of a lot of people.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I couldn't be happier. Thank you very much.